Vision, plan, action is the way to land the love in action in the world. That's why it's in the masculine section here. Remember, the masculine is love in action. It's the way to express your love in the world so that people feel it and it impacts the world and makes the world a better place because of you. That's love in action. In order to accomplish that, once you've dissolved everything that's stopping you from experiencing who you are and expressing who you are, you need a game plan, a strategic plan, in order to express yourself fully and deliver your gift in a meaningful way that enriches the community, global community, local community, your family, whatever. So we do this with this vision, plan, action system. This is how to really ground in to make things happen in your life. So, what's your vision? First of all, you need to get clear on what your vision is. What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? Are you holding that vision in the frontal lobe of your brain, morning and night, morning and night, morning and night? As soon as you wake up in the morning and the last thing at night before you go to sleep. Are you holding that vision in the front of your brain? Can you see in the frontal lobe of your own brain, can you see a vision of yourself? And if the vision that you can see, you can't see it like a real clear TV screen, do you know, can you feel that it's actually there? So you can either feel it or see it or a mixture of both. It's a vision that you can see and feel to one degree or another. Now, are you doing that morning and night, morning and night, morning and night, morning and night for 42 days in a row, especially in deep relaxation, aka Sun Pop? Most of us aren't. So, because we aren't, the vision that we have for ourselves in terms of how we want to live our lives, you know, just basic health and happiness and good relations, it's not going to happen. Why not? Because we have all these other vibrations pouring in there, these other energies, these other visions, these other noises, these other pictures, these other images are pouring in there from the world through the five senses day after day after day after day. And maybe the world's looking pretty rough around us, pretty beat up, pretty stressed out, pretty shocked. Maybe it's living in a state of fear. So we have to reclaim the sovereignty of our own inner world. This is what George Orwell was talking about in 1984, the movie 1984, the book 1984, when he was talking about the thought police. The matrix is in your mind. Remember the words of Morpheus to Neo. Free your mind. This is Jesus' whole message as well. So we have to reclaim the sovereign land of the imagination within our own brains, in the frontal lobe there, right in the front where the third eye is, the visioning center. And we need to be holding a golden vision of ourselves 42 days in a row, seeing yourself, feeling yourself, knowing yourself, visualizing yourself as who you want to be. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? How do you want to be expressing yourself? What do you want to look like? How do you want to feel? What kind of people do you want to be with? Where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? How do you want to be feeling? Who are you really? if you're not this story, if you're not this personality, if you're not this ego, if you're not this physical body, who are you really? If you're not these emotions that go with that story, who are you? What's your plan? What's your plan for delivering that vision into this world? What's your plan? How are you going to pull that off? Oh, you might say, well, I want to be the healthiest, happiest version of myself, in the most amazing relationships, in the most beautiful place, looking after nature, growing things, contributing financially to a wonderful, wonderful community, because my creativity, the gift I have, is being appreciated by people, and they're paying me for what I love to do most. Well, what's your plan? What's your plan for making that happen? So you need to write down a plan. What are you going to do tomorrow, today, the next day, the day after that, next week, next month, next year? What are you going to do to bring all that about? What's your plan? Okay, well, you might say, well, I'm going to do this ultimate you package that Nick Goods put together. Okay, wonderful. When are you going to do this? Well, I don't know, I'm pretty busy. Well, should we schedule it? That's a good idea. This is planning, strategic planning, and the last bit, action. So it's vision, plan, action. So the action is set my alarm for 6 a.m. and get up and practice Sun Pop and Angel Qigong and visualize before I go to work. The plan might be make myself a load of green smoothies tonight and put them in the fridge so I can take them to work with me tomorrow. That's what the action is. Because the plan is to get in the best shape I've ever been in my life. Vision, plan, action. So you need a clear vision that you're holding in the frontal lobe of your brain morning and night, morning and night, morning and night, morning and night, of you. Expressing yourself, feeling the way you want to, in harmony with the mission and purpose you have in life. Why are you here? At the very least, you're here to express the mystery of love and reveal it and discover it within you through a connection with the love itself, the living love, the source of all life, and then self-love, self-acceptance, and then out into the world by loving others and loving the world through the power of the blessing and vision, plan, action. Holding a vision, making a plan, a strategic plan with as much detail as possible. Time-sensitive plan, so you can chunk your goals into short, medium, and long-term goals. So part of the plan is, let's say, for example, this week I wanted to get my hair cut. That would be a short-term goal. Let's say I wanted to, as part of my plan was to take maybe more vacation time, and I was going to book 6 weeks in April next year for Peru. That's going to be a midterm goal. Say part of my plan was to build a children's hospital when I generated $50 million. That's a long-term plan. You see? So short, mid, long-term, time-sensitive delineation between your planning. Now, it's very useful to use colors here, different colored pens when you're writing out your plan. I have a couple of strategies I like to use. My simplest one is just different colored pens for different time frames. Red means do it today. Blue means do it tomorrow. Green means do it next week. for example. Same with the plan, short, mid, long-term goals, red, blue, and green, or whatever. Action, you can do it as well. Action is more about your to-do list today and this week. And you review your action list every day, at night. What am I doing? What did I do? What I got to do tomorrow? What did I do? What I got to do tomorrow? So you have continuity of your vision, plan, action. There's the vision. Here's the plan, here's the action. And I'm reviewing this daily, on a daily basis, certainly my short-term goals, my short-term action list, and then maybe on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, on my mid-term goals, and then on a, you know, a monthly or a three-monthly basis, my long-term goals. Vision, plan, action. That's how you do it. You can use a vision board and you can use a mind mapping strategy, which are all very good for activating your whole brain and getting your whole brain behind this thing. Sun Pop takes you into deep relaxation where you see your vision and you put it into your subconscious and your unconscious in deep relaxation with a trigger word, a code word. And you say that code word to yourself over and over and over and over and over. While you're clapping your hands, while you're tapping, while you're bouncing on a rebounder, while you're walking, while you're running, while you're working out, anytime, any place, anywhere, in the mirror. You just keep pumping yourself up with your trigger word, trigger word, trigger word, trigger word. You see? This is all part of vision, plan, action protocols. So when we're talking about the blessing and we're talking about vision, plan, action, we're really talking about anchoring everything into the world. So you're going out there blessing people, showing compassion, wisdom, radiating proactively blessings, emanating goodness, and you are taking care of action, love in action, the masculine, the divine masculine. You're doing the do to live your vision and plan, unfold your plan, ground your plan into the world, live that plan. It was a vision, that then it had a plan. Then it got into action steps and you're doing it. So it's for grounding it all in. Very, very, very important. Enjoy. Have fun with that. Don't make it any more complicated than it is. It's very, very simple. Everything I teach is simplicity in itself. Just a recap. It's connection through tenderness, breathing, to regulate your central nervous system so you can get into your heart and your peace. Drop in there on the love gratitude wave. Forgive everything, forgive everyone. Ho'oponopono in the depths and roots of your ego construct. The roots of your ego, your personality, which are embedded in your psyche, which is part of your soul. The name of the game is to get into that soul and bring your spiritual energy through into the world through the power of the blessing and the practice of Angel Qigong and Sun Pop. You use vision, plan, and action protocols to give you a framework through which the power of your spirit, your creative energy, can flow practically and dynamically into the world of form. Your vision needs translating into a plan, a strategic plan, a business plan, details, details, details. That plan needs to be time sensitive, short, medium, and long term, color coded sections. Action steps is your to-do list. You review those daily. Tick, 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 tick. Oh no, I didn't do that one. Okay, put it on tomorrow's action. Love yourself, self-acceptance, self-awareness, self-love. Love God with all your heart and mind, strength and soul, and love others through the power of the blessing and love in action. Circuits complete, and you can bring that into your intimate relationships to become the ultimate man and ultimate woman in an ultimate relationship. And that's a great deal right there. That's what you've been looking for all your life. Well, guess what? You found it. All you got to do is practice. Got no excuses. I love you. I'm sending you blessings from Kauai. Talk to you soon. Aloha.